I would like to welcome you kindly to Okhla, which used to be a village and since 2015 has been part of Zielona Góra. The major local attraction is the open-air ethnographic museum. There are, however, other places of interest, such as the Baroque mansion in front of us. I'd like to invite you to find out more about its history. The beginnings of Okhla date back to the Middle Ages, when this area was part of the Duchy of Głogów, ruled by the Piast dynasty. Although the indigenous people were Slavic, many settlers from Germany came to live here at that time. It was probably the Germans that established a village here known as Hermannsdorf. It was back in the 13th century. The first known owners of the village were knights of the von Nobelsdorf family. Their descendants ruled this place until the early 17th century. Over these years, Okhla was ultimately divided into two parts, lower and upper. This place used to belong to the upper part. Later on, the village was part of the Habsburg state. After the last members of the Nobelsdorf family died, the estate often changed hands. In 1681, it was finally taken over by Otto Friedrich von Unruh. This nobleman decided to build a family residence here. Fortunately, the building has survived to this day. The construction was completed in 1684, but later it took 3 years to decorate the mansion inside. Soon, a garden was designed and arranged. It was surrounded by farm buildings. Unfortunately, the garden is not here anymore. Only the portal around the main entrance retained its original Baroque shape. Interestingly enough, above the door, you can see a long inscription in German. It includes the name of the founder and the date when the construction was completed. Initially, the owner's coats of arms used to be above the inscription, but they were removed after World War II. The simple facade is in stark contrast with the elaborate interior, which was designed and arranged in the Italian rather than French style. The residents had various roles to fulfill, which is why it was divided into living quarters and formal rooms. Stucco on the ceilings, walls or mantelpieces, in most of the rooms, is the most impressive element of interior design. These ornaments were made of a special mixture of plaster, limestone, and fine sand or marble dust. They were made by more or less talented artists. That's why their artistic value may vary. What is enchanting, though, is a multitude of motifs. You can see a wide range of rosettes, blossoming roses, as well as shells, ostrich feathers, ribbons, and bows. Of course, you will also see coats of arms. One belonged to Otto Friedrich von Unruh, and the other to his wife, who came from an equally respectable family of von Kottwitz. Two rooms on the upper floor, probably used as a bedroom, were adorned with intricate religious scenes. You will recognize Noah's Ark and the Tower of Babel. It might be a reference to the rivalry between Protestants and Catholics. The Unruh family enjoyed the mansion and the surrounding gardens for many decades. Then the estate was owned by the von Nassau family. The only visible contribution they made was the stone railing around the stairs in front of the main entrance. Next residents of the mansion, representatives of a few noble families, did not introduce any major changes to the building. The estate itself fell into disrepair. In the first half of the 20th century, it was divided between a few dozen local farmers, while the mansion was taken over by a rich gardener from Zielona Góra. After the war, living quarters were organized in the building. At the moment, it is the property of the Ethnographic Museum. You're kindly invited to go for a walk around the Okhla estate. I will now wish you a good day. Enjoy your stay. Goodbye.